This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin needs more affordable housing, and manufactured or mobile homes could help provide it. But advocates say the state needs to better protect thousands of people who already live in them.
As Addie Costello reports, the regulation of manufactured home parks is divided between Wisconsin agencies, and enforcement is limited.
Cindy Philby walks on the gravel road next to her home in Woodland Park. A patch of tall grass, garbage cans, and trucks line the edge of the Fond du Lac community. Philby stops at a pothole.
As you can see, the roads ain't exactly the greatest.
On the opposite side of the park, weeds poke through a web of cracked concrete. Philby has seen social media posts calling the park an eyesore and saying it should be paved over. She and her neighbors have filed complaints with Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Agency. One complaint detailed issues with the roads, garbage, and flooding. Another resident describes parts of the park after it rains as a lake. Philby says it's a mud puddle.
The water just builds. And in wintertime, it's fun, too.
The park is owned by Core Communities. It's a Florida-based company that owns parks across the country. Core declined to respond on the record for this story, but Woodlands Management did provide the state evidence that they were addressing issues last year. But residents say not enough has changed, including Philby. She moved to Woodland last year after she had to sell her traditional home.
I couldn't afford to get another house, so my next best thing to keep a roof over my head was a trailer.
She used everything she had to buy an older manufactured home for $4,500. She slept in a homeless shelter until it arrived from Iowa. Unlike other homeowners, she has to pay a monthly rent on the land her home sits on. She also can't move as easily as other renters. Moving her home again would cost more than it's worth. At the start of this year, Core raised her rent by $75 a month. That's a tough increase for Philby, who relies on fixed disability payments.
They are squeezing everybody in this park to death.
She complained to the state after management offered her only a month-to-month lease. Wisconsin law requires all landlords provide year-long leases that provide better protections from rent hikes and eviction. But Core never responded to the state's emails about providing a year lease, and Philby's complaint was left unresolved.
I was just constantly told to get an attorney. There's nobody in this state park that can afford an attorney.
She wants more protection for communities like hers. State Representative Scott Krug says he does too.
People think if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, and they don't think that this is actually part of solving the overall affordability crisis.
He's sponsoring legislation that would create new requirements for residents and landlords and clarify certain existing laws for manufactured home park residents. Current regulations are confusing, and the responsibility for enforcing them is split between agencies. Steve Carlson says that leaves residents unsure about how to get help. He is the co-founder of the Wisconsin Manufactured Homeowners Alliance. The group organizes park residents to address problems and preserve affordability.
It's not clear how many people have any idea of where they would make a complaint if they had one.
Woodland residents complain to the State Consumer Protection Agency. But it's the Department of Safety and Professional Services that oversees things like park roads, drainage, and maintenance. The agency found inspection records for fewer than 20 parks between 2022 and the start of this year, despite listing over 700 communities in its licensing data. Wisconsin does not require any routine inspections. But Carlson points out that Michigan inspects parks annually.
That's an obvious problem with a very easy fix.
The state does not have records of Woodland Park's last inspection, and it isn't listed in state licensing data. Around 30% of communities that do show up on the state licensure's website have expired permits. A department spokesperson says they are working to get more parks renewed after switching to a faster online platform, and upcoming website updates will make it easier for visitors to navigate and file complaints. But for now, Philby says,
they can just do whatever they want, and the federal government's allowing them to do it. The town's allowing them to do it. The state's allowing them to do it.
That leaves her wondering if she'd be better off moving to an apartment. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.